after hearing today's gospel, do you find yourself being one of those people who just says, "Ah, come on, Lord, you're asking too much to be perfect as the Heavenly Father is perfect, to turn the cheek, to walk the extra mile, to give to those who ask for financial help and who wish to borrow things from us?" There's a certain sense in which we think, "Too much, Lord, too much." But I would encourage you just to pause for a moment and to think at the import of the sentences. We are to be perfect as the Father is perfect. We're not called to be perfect as the world demands us to be perfect, or social media, or friends, or our own critical eye, but rather to be perfect as God the Father is perfect, the one who is perfect love, perfect compassion, perfect mercy, the one who loves us so much that he sent his Son into the world to die and to rise for us. Yes, he could have simply wiped us off the face of the planet. He could have started again, another attempt. But no, he sent his Son, Jesus the Christ, the second person of the Holy Trinity, to reveal to us the love, the mercy, and compassion of God. This is the God to whom we are called to be like. This is the God to whom we are asked to live our lives by and to move towards him day after day. And so in our call to be perfect, in our call to be holy as God the Father is holy, we do so knowing that even on that journey, with all the difficulties, with all the ups and downs, the God to whom we're trying to follow, the God to whom we are living our lives with and for, allows us to come back to him again and again and again. That in the searching of our perfection, in our holiness, God forgives. God's mercy is poured upon us, and he gives us the grace to help us to follow him day after day. In the opening prayer of today's Mass, we are asked to ponder the spiritual things, and by doing so, that we may then carry out in both word and deed what is pleasing to God. Today, let us ponder those spiritual things. Let us not get caught up in the perfection of the world, which is beyond, but rather let us not be afraid to turn to the God who loves us and to ponder and to think about, to contemplate the beautiful mercy, love and compassion of the one who calls us by name. Don't give up hope. Rather, trust in the one who is holiness itself, who is perfect love, mercy, compassion. He is the example. He is the way.